This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The Colorado Department of Transportation is trying to keep up with active weather as heavy rains continue to wash down mud and debris from several burn scar areas around the state. CDOT's Mike Goolsby says closures in places like I-70 and Glenwood Canyon have forced drivers to take side roads through small towns, and it's caused heavy traffic in places like Steamboat.
We're stretched pretty thin with additional resources for traffic control and other things, but we're bringing resources in from around the state. We're hoping that folks are understanding and we're doing the best we can with the alternate routes, but unfortunately, there's not a lot of them.
And some news just this morning within the hour, CDOT has reopened westbound lanes only. Westbound between Rifle and Dotsero, eastbound lanes remain shut down. Denver City Park will have a special focus on local jazz history this weekend. CPR's Monica Castillo reports.
Denver's Open Air Jazz Series will pay tribute to some of the local musicians and places lost during the pandemic. Tony Black is reuniting many of the musicians that passed through the doors of El Chapultepec to honor the legendary jazz club that closed last year. The musicians will also pay tribute to Live at Jack's, another big jazz venue that closed during the pandemic. Freddie Rodriguez Jr. will salute his father, Freddie Rodriguez Sr., and his contribution to the Denver jazz scene. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Cooler weather around Denver today, highs in the mid-80s, highs near 80 for Colorado Springs. This is CPR.